I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We did have a couple injuries. We had Xavier had his broke his clavicle, so he'll be out for a while. And Dayton Wade had to have surgery on his chest, ribs, so he'll be out for a while. So those are the two injuries you have. All the other injuries are stuff that we really expect everybody to be back practicing next week if they're not practicing right now. I thought he looked good. You know, it's a good practice. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of mental work, obviously, for the quarterback here at this point in time. So he's working through that, trying to get it right. We had a full day. Have a full work day tomorrow, another full work day on Wednesday. Then they'll get 4 days away, and then we'll be back Monday in the game week. Certainly better than last year, for sure, you know, if we're going to make a direct comparison. I feel like we're in a lot better place right now as far as the preseason goes. Deeper, more guys playing at a high level, for sure. Definitely see that, and I think that's a good thing. You know, we're where we're at now, so it's all we can judge by, and feel good about that at this point.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, yesterday. Ravens back in practice, preseason in the rear view. Now you get down to 53, 4 o'clock deadline coming up this afternoon. And he was asked about where he thinks the team is at this point in the season. Let's stress the date is August the 26th. And they're in a good place, better than last year.
Not even close.
But we've said this on the air multiple times. And I think a lot of people agree. John Harbaugh might not want to hear this. This might be the most talented team in the history of the Ravens. And we're talking about a franchise that has two Super Bowl rings this century, been to the playoffs multiple times, has accumulated all pros and Hall of Famers at the yin-yang in that process, been in championship games as recently as just 2 years ago, 2023. Unfortunately, came up short, as we know. But if you look at the team on paper, given optimum health, this might be inch for inch, pound for pound, the best Ravens roster going into a season that they've ever had.
I totally agree with you, Bob. I mean, you just like depth-wise, because to me, I look at the preseason for your depth, because your starters aren't playing, and the depth. They dominated every. They gave up one touchdown, no passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown. They had five interceptions. And last year, Bob, because I just went back to look it up, they lost to the Eagles preseason. Eagles 16-13. They beat Atlanta 13-12, and then they lost to Green Bay 30-7 in the preseason.
Oh, right.
There's no way in hell that would happen to any team this year. They are too good, too deep. They have too many. I mean, you look at,
I forgot about that preseason debacle. Yeah.
They're starting outside backer, Mike Green and Ajabo. You know, their inside backers are Simpson and Buchanan. The D tackles are all big guys. They'll probably lose most of them. You know, and in the secondary, you got Armour Davis and Tampa. And then you got Kane and Braid. You know, I mean, defensively, you got a pretty damn good group. Better thing is fundamentally, they're 1,000 times better than they were last year because they're much better coached defensively, whether it be, you know, two new DB coaches, new linebacker coach, Chuck Pagano's there the whole time. Just looks like a whole different operation. I mean, they're a machine right now. And I just hope that when the starters come out, that's what we get from them, too. Because I think they're going to start fast.
And it goes back to now the expectations. Look, they were considered Super Bowl favorites last year.
And the year before.
Right. And a couple of other seasons in between. And look, ESPN, not to say they're the end-all, be-all of analysis here, but their panel of experts had the Ravens with the best roster in the NFL. So Super Bowl or bust. I don't see how it cannot be the mantra here. For the fans, I'm sure within the confines of one winning drive, that's the deal. falling short in the postseason is no longer going to be an acceptable thing with this group of talent here. We do want to say, and of course we all know, if you want to get any kind of reports at 583-1057, the AFC is loaded, man. Look at the AFC West.
Yeah. AFC West, all 14. You know, the Raiders are going to be better. You know that. Chargers will be good. Denver's, you know, Kansas City. Yeah, they're good. Buffalo's good. And then, you know, Houston, we'll see. With Houston.
Yeah. 2 years in a row in the playoffs. They've kind of underachieved based on preseason expectations, but they should win that division in a walk, right?
You know, no doubt. And I think, Bob, if Aaron Rodgers, we'll know about Pittsburgh after the first four or five games. We'll know what they got a really good chance. They got a shot to be 5-0 after five. If we look at their schedule, their schedule's like, if they come out, beat the Jets at the Jets, you know, their schedule's not that tough.
And then you look at Cincinnati, just got Trey Hendrickson, gave him a raise, not a long-term deal, but gave him enough to get him on the field. So he's got a couple of weeks to ramp up and get ready for the Browns to start the season. So it's a daunting task, and the Ravens' schedule's difficult heading into the bye. They play, what, five playoff teams from last year in their first six games?
No doubt.
It's a no-joke scenario, but they have the roster to get it done, led by Lamar Jackson, who was back at practice yesterday, and seems as though, Vinny, all systems go for him being ready for the Bills September 7th.
It looks like, Bob, just kind of listening, the only one likely is probably the only one not likely to be ready to play. You know, and the thing that's a little scary too, Bob, is, I mean, Andrew's been out for a couple weeks with soft tissue, which I'm guessing is a hammy. We need him back. Because if he were to go down during the game, all of a sudden, you know, you're losing your tight ends, you know. Because you're probably going in, well, you're going into the game with one tight end then with Kohler, but then Ricard would be considered that. But if you're on the defense, you're not worried about him just because he's not going to run routes down the field.
Yeah, it goes back to the harsh realities of football. You know, a month ago, Ravens had the best tight end room in NFL. Now, if you're minus Andrews and likely, potentially, for Buffalo, boy, that diminishes greatly, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, Bob, you know what's crazy is how many yards rushing did the Ravens have in that playoff game against Buffalo last year? Now, I got it right here.
Let's see. I know they should have ran Henry, and they didn't. They tried to throw a pass to an offensive lineman. Yards rushing. Less than 150.
176.
Oh.
They rushed it 30 times. 5.9. I mean, Bob, I mean, here's how crazy it is. The Ravens had 416 yards, Buffalo 273.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that disparity.
Yeah.
For sure. But what's the big glaring difference in the game?
Oh, yeah. And Bob, how about this? Third down efficiency? Ravens were 70%.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three turnovers is what, 2 for 3 from the red zone, and they had 5 penalties and 3 turnovers. Yeah, the three. Otherwise, they dominated both games that they played against Buffalo.
And the second half, they were moving up and down the field with relative ease.
No doubt.
I mean, they got a little, you know, tight in a sphincter there when it comes to the play calling, as we have seen in the postseason before. But Ravens are loaded. And we also heard real quick about the injuries from John Harbaugh. Cut down days today, 4 o'clock officially. So a couple were released yesterday. Some injury issues are going to dictate what they do with the practice squad as well, because some IR decisions are going to be made. But we'll keep you up to date on all of the transactions as they come forward here.
Yeah, and I mean, they already know. They're just waiting. I don't know if they're going to wait till 4 o'clock, but they don't want, what they don't want to do is, and it's kind of strategic, is every team's got to cut roughly 37 guys. So, and cut downs at 4 o'clock. And like you said, Bob, you waited last time, you know, till like 9 or 10 o'clock to get it.
Right, Nolan, I think I saw it with my morning coffee the next day.
So, I mean, that's why you turn them in at 4. You don't release them early because it doesn't give teams as much time then to look over your guys. And to me, that's going to be a problem, I'm thinking, for the Ravens. They're going to lose defensive players, I think. I think they're going to lose some D linemen. Probably a corner like Martin will probably be gone. Could use, maybe there's an old lineman that goes, I don't really know. But they'll lose some guys.
And it's the unfortunate part of it. And, you know, John Harbaugh, Vinny, you lived it, of course, telling someone that his services is no longer welcome. Even though you're good enough to play, there's just no room at the inn at this point in time.
Bob, like when I first started, like my first year or two at San Fran, when I was, you know, at training camp, I was one of the guys that would go get the player. And, you know, you go, and I'd have to bring him to John McVay, who was our GM at the time. So I would go to breakfast. They'd be at breakfast.
Oh, you were the guy?
Yeah.
Nolan, I haven't watched Hard Knocks in a while. The most heartless guy was the Bengals, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Give your playbook.
So I would go to breakfast, you know, and I would go right up to him, you know. Or if they were finishing, then I'd grab them like on the way out, and I'd say, hey, John McVay needs to see you. And then, I mean, they know.
Sure.
At that time, then they walk down to Johnny Mac, and, you know, and then you have a guy waiting for them, and they take them, get their stuff, and get travel arrangements, and they're gone.
Yeah, but it sucks. I mean, these are guys who are really good football players. They've made it to that level in the first place, but, you know, you can apply your trade elsewhere. Hey, James Harrison's a guy that turned into a Hall of Famer who wasn't welcomed in Baltimore's training camp way back when, among others. I mean, the list of players like that is Kurt Warner. I mean, it's endless. So keep that dream alive.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.